The Kodiak Enterprise was trawling along Pribilof Canyon south of St. George Island when it netted a short raker rockfish measuring 44 inches and weighing 60 pounds. That's more than 7 times the size of the average specimen of the species. Mike Myers, the manager of the Trident-owned vessel, says he knew as soon as he saw it that they'd hauled in something unusual.
I've been fishing up there for almost 20 years and never seen nothing like that, you know, and so I thought, oh, we better freeze that one.
Myers took the fish to his kids' classrooms at the Immaculate Conception School in Everett, Washington. Then he donated it to the National Marine Fisheries Service, whose scientists estimated it to be somewhere between 90 and 115 years old. Dave Clausen, a research fishery biologist with NIMF's Auk Bay Laboratory, says this isn't terribly odd. The short-raker rockfish is one of the largest species in its genus, and rockfish are uniquely long-lived fish. He says short-rakers are also unique in that they've survived commercial fishing better than many other species.
They've been caught for a lot of years in commercial fisheries, and we don't see any evidence that, at least now, that they're in danger of being, that they've been overfished in the past.
Myers says he's used to encountering odd sea life in the deep waters where the Kodiak Enterprise fishes, along the northwest coast and in the Bering Sea.
The deep gives up some really weird stuff. We've seen, of course, dead whales, and that's pretty gnarly. There's some deep water octopus that are pretty cool looking. And so I would say this fish ranks probably maybe even the top five. It's probably one of the most unique things we've seen just because of its size.
According to NIMFS, Myers rockfish is the third largest on record. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.